Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, who an investigative reporter who had to leave Israel because of threats against his life because he was telling the truth. He's come here to America, which, of course, is to our advantage because we can now have him on a regular basis and get an idea of what's really going on behind the scenes in Israel, where there is tremendous criminal activity, and yet so much of what is going on in the world today seems to center around this tiny little nation on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean Sea. Barry, pick up the story, and what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to change it a bit because of the news I just heard. My Lord, President Barack Obama is giving President Shimon Peres a medal for freedom tonight. You know, it's an election ploy. This is to get Jewish votes. But nonetheless, you're giving it this Medal of American Freedom, the presidential medal, you're giving it to a serial murderer. And I say that, what can I say? I'm not guessing here. I've written long books about this, and no one's taken me to court for slandering Shimon Peres. He's a curse on the Jewish people. Well, what can you say? Your government is making him a hero tonight. Now let's just go into, you know, this is actually related. It's kind of boring, but I have to do it. The latest news is that Israel and the Vatican are about to finally sign an economic agreement. Again, this was the Vatican agreement, which was the same as the Oslo agreement, was signed on December 30th, 1993, along with, what was it, 3 weeks, first Oslo, then Vatican, and this established diplomatic relations between Israel and the Vatican, but they've been, well, they were supposed to have signed a permanent agreement 2 years later, that is in 1995, but they couldn't do it because the Vatican want sovereignty over, and by the way, Paris has granted it to them. They get sovereignty, I think it's over 38 sites in Israel. They will actually be Vatican sites in the land of Israel, but they will be sovereign Vatican institutions. I suppose you need a passport to get in them. Well, the Israelis really don't want to give up 38 sites to the Vatican, but they're about to. Now, what is going on is that Israel is using its strength. You don't get sovereignty unless you agree to us. And they've held off for 11 years, and the agreement is on the table, and it's really, really ticking off the Palestinians, because this so-called economic agreement, if you want to call no taxes and sovereignty just an economic agreement, go ahead. That's what's going on. But more to the point, they've got an agreement that doesn't mention that Israel has annexed East Jerusalem and parts of the West Bank, and in short, it's just left out. Now, I'm going to give you the Vatican's reasoning for leaving out. Remember, if you sign an agreement with Israel, you got to have this sort of, well, in short, you got to say that we don't accept Israeli occupation, but the rest of the treaty is fine. You have to impose that one sentence before anything else gets going, that we accept that the Palestinians have, in short, a state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. And then you go on and negotiate, but it's only good for pre-67 Israel. Every kind of, let's just say if you sign anything with Israel, the left of your country will make darn sure that the so-called settlers have no recognition of rights whatsoever. Now, what you've got with this document is kind of a latent recognition of the annexation. Strangely enough, and again, the settlers, they don't follow the news. They don't know what's going on in their world. They go to synagogue, come home at night, and haven't got a clue, just what the war is. But what you've got here is really good for the settlers. In short, the Vatican agreement between Israel and the Vatican, obviously, was signed in 1993. It recognized relations, but you have to have this final document before the Vatican opens up full relations with Israel. And who wants that filthy organization having any relations with Israel whatsoever? I mean, really, you're signing with a bunch of pedophiles. But for some reason, Paris, now I'm not going to tell you the whole background of how he was kept out of Oslo and discovered it in April of 93, and then screwed things up by bringing the Vatican into the whole process. That's how this little agreement got started. The American hero of freedom, Shimon Peres, well, he is about to make sure that the Vatican has sovereignty on, I believe the number is 38 separate sites within Israel. They will not be Israeli property anymore. They will be Vatican property. But there was a price. The price was this agreement that, well, it just doesn't relate to Israel as an occupying power. That what got thrown out the window, and the Palestinians are going a little nuts about this.
We'll be back in a moment with Barry Shemesh here. Eric.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herbs.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, we're talking about this agreement signed between Israel and the Vatican.
Not yet. It's sitting on the table waiting to be signed.
All right.
All right, look, to put a little more background, what I just said about Paris as amongst his crimes, the murder of Rabin, the as good as murder of Sharon, this, I've been just... you would think I'd be getting no notice, but in Israel this week, I talked to my son. He saw me on Israel TV, something I had filmed by Skype a few months ago. A very minor scandal, the Tenenbaum scandal. Read my books if you want to find out what's that. And then yesterday, I gave a radio interview it's Reshet Betz. It is the NPR of Israel, where I just outright spelled it out that your president is a serial murderer. And now let's go to one of the curses he left Israel during his much too long life. Is the church, the Vatican, for some reason, Paris is working with him. He has been a Vatican agent. And again, get my books. I'm not just saying this. He has been working for the Vatican his whole life. Now, this accord, somehow... Now, look, here's where I can be confusing. Just flow with the tide. The Islamic organization, well, forget, they sent a letter to Archbishop Dominique Mamberti. Now, he is the Secretary for Relations with States of the Vatican. So it's like sending it to Hillary Clinton. And they objected this agreement. Where is the codicil that says it doesn't apply to the West Bank, East Jerusalem, or Gaza? Now, here is the answer. Now, I'm going to quote Mamberti. Remember, the Secretary of State for the Vatican. Here's his answer. I'm just going to quote it. He is very upset about the complaints the Palestinians are giving him because, the State of Israel exercises its authority, this is a quote, de facto, and, well, we, don't enter into the political aspect of the question, Mamberti answered. He continued. He said that the church remains extraneous to all merely temporal or political conflicts unless it interferes with their appeal to its mission of peace. What a load of crap. I mean, really, we don't care about politics. When we sign a treaty, we don't care about politics. They're signing a political treaty, but for some reason that is extraneous to their concerns. Terrible, terrible answer. But again, the local Christian Palestinians, they're just as guilty of closing their eyes to reality for their particular, point of view. They see the erosion of the church's position. I'm going to quote again from the article. A number of Palestinian Christians have complained, that the church and its spiritual authority of the Vatican should have taken into consideration the special situation of Christians under Israeli occupation, and it has not done so. Now, where are these Palestinian Christians when the Christians of Egypt have been slaughtered? They have mostly left Egypt. In Bethlehem, barely a Christian is left. Gaza, barely a Christian is left. They didn't open their mouths when this was happening. But suddenly the church ignores Israel's occupation and they go nuts. Look, we're living in, how do we put this, insane times. What people view, they're opening their mouths because they're the last Christians left in the region. And this accord could have a deleterious effect on them unless they affect the position that they're opposed to it. What you've got here is an accord that's apparently about to be signed. Israel grants the Vatican 38 sovereign sites within its country, and in return, the Vatican leaves out one line of a treaty. That's what's going on here.
Well, it should be pretty obvious that Israel is making concessions it never should make, giving up its own sovereign land with the hope of getting something in return from the Vatican. But what are they going to get? What are they getting in return for turning over the 38 sites?
They're getting recognition. And again, you have to go back to Paris. He has been an agent of the Vatican for the last 70 years. And he's going to get his treaty before he dies, and after he gets the award from Obama for being a hero of freedom, he'll get this atrocity pushed through. You know what? Almost as bad, but not as murderous as Netanyahu. And we have to look what he has done this week to the settlers. All right, let's just do it. Netanyahu had a little bit of a revolt because the nationalists, that's what they call them in Israel, essentially the right and the religious, don't want people thrown out of their houses. And that's what it comes down to. There's nothing else. Human beings living in houses with their families are about to be thrown into the street. Excuse me. The first places are called Ulpana, but I'm going to go through what the real plan is. The point is they were about to put up a brave and united face to Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to throw hundreds of families out on the streets, and that's coming up real soon.
All right, now, these, of course, are these settlers in Judea and Samaria. Is that correct?
There is only Judea and Samaria left. Gaza's
gone. All right,
gone.
Fine. Go ahead.
Now, what you've got is the prime minister is determined to keep his coalition together. So he just says to the brave and united front, you back out of this bill, and you push a bill to legalize this, the homes of these settlers, you're fired. It's that simple. You are out of a job, and you lose your portfolio, and all, believe me, a lot of money is attached to this, a ton of money. And what do you know? The right and religious who were planning a divorce from the Likud to stand up for these hundreds of families, they all caved in. All of them vowed to stand on principle. And in short, they, in a very loud and ringing voice, they said, Netanyahu is not to be challenged. A very simple strategy. He says you're fired if you continue. That was enough to let the government fall in line. So all the plans of the nationalists to defend the homes of the settlers, all gone. Now look what is coming up. And just accept these names. You don't have to know them. But here are the... There were 18 settlement outposts. And these are settlements with 50 families and 200 people. Outposts is such a euphemism. 13, the government says it will legalize 13 of the 18 if they are allowed to throw hundreds of families out of the remaining five. And this goes to the Israeli Supreme Court. It's not the government supposedly throwing these settlers out. It's the Israeli Supreme Court. And we all have to humble ourselves beside this incredibly corrupt organization called the Israeli Supreme Court. Here are the five settlements they have decided are slated for evacuation, another euphemism. All right, the first we've already spoken about, that, of course, is Ulpana. That is coming up on July 1st. The court has ordered it dismantled by July 1st. So very, very, well, in a few weeks from now, you're going to see Israel, in rebellion. Now, I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza, where I describe how the government managed to basically fool. What they did is they gave the settlers their leaders without the settlers realizing it. It was a long, complicated plan, and I'm going to plug me right now. If you want to read Bye Bye Gaza, go to lulu.com. That's lulu.com. Write in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. Get the black and white version, and you'll find out how, well, what the government does to its own people. Now, after Ulpana, which is July 1st, next is Migron, and that the Supreme Court ordered dismantled by August 1st. There's your first two settlements to look forward to in the next month, month and a half. After Migron, Givat Asaf, that only holds 25 families, let's say about 150 people, will be evacuated this summer. And, well, what can you say? You get to look forward to all these evacuations. And what the government has done is so it's just sick. We're going to legalize the outposts that haven't been claimed by the Palestinians. Outposts. By the way, the final outpost is Ofra. They have 50 families, figure about 300 people are going to be thrown out in the street. And the government's saying, well, maybe we'll legalize the ones the Supreme Court haven't ruled on yet. Meanwhile, there are going to be hundreds of families, out on the street. Now, I'm going to tell you a little background. Again, Bye Bye Gaza. That was the book I wrote about how all of Gush Katif, all the Jews from the Gaza Strip and northern Samaria, about 10,000 were thrown out of their homes by the IDF with no compensation. Now, it's been 7-8 years since the Gaza evacuation, and they're no compensation. They've received nothing. Now, here is what is going on. Now, imagine Israel, and you are a refugee from the Gaza Strip. You've waited long and patient for your town to be rebuilt. And the government claims that the long-awaited mass relocation to the Lachish region, which is next to Gaza, has started, and that 40 mobile homes will be given to families while their homes are being built. Oh, the punchline is coming up after this.
Here at the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I can remember many years ago when the Jews were actively being encouraged to move into the settlements. These were areas, of course, were in land that had supposedly been ceded to the Palestinians. And there was a controversy at the time, but the Jews went in, established homes, settlements. And now, of course, the same Jews have been encouraged to move into the settlements and create their homesteads, are being forcibly evicted by the IDF, by the Israeli Defense Force, from the homes that they were encouraged to set up. In some ways, this whole situation doesn't make any sense, Barry.
Oh, you can put the pieces in place. You have to accept a new reality, and the fact that everything you've been told is a bunch of hokum, but other than that, you can make sense of this. Now, let's go back to the Gaza Strip, the Gush Katif settlers, who were given 40 mobile homes to stay in while their new town is being constructed. Sounds okay. After 8 years, you're still living in a trailer. But it sounds like the government is on your side and they're finally building new homes, except, a few weeks after the offer was made, the government reneged because they need the mobile homes to be used for housing new evictees. In this case, around Beit El, which is Migron and Ulpana, they're going to be living in these trailers. Like the government can't afford 40 lousy, crappy trailers for people to live in. They took the trailers away. Now I'm going to give you the reaction. I'm going to quote Eitan Ben-Hor. He is on the administrative committee for the new town is supposed to be called B'nai Dekalim. Forget it. what he's after the mobile homes, the trailers, were moved. Here's his quote. "We're families who want to move forward to permanent communities, not to have things easy, but to sacrifice in order to push things forward. Suddenly, at the last second, they take the caravans in order to expel other people." He adds, "I'm not disappointed. As someone from Gush Katif, I don't expect too much from the state. But I'm shocked by the lack of compassion. There are no words to describe it." I thought that was a worthy quote. This, again, former, probably cotton farmer from Gush Katif, forced to live in a trailer for the last 8 years, is having the trailer taken away so the government, they can put other evicted settlers into these trailers. So they're getting evicted from their homes, if you can believe that. They've got nowhere to go. And this is after they moved and they registered their kids to school. And, you know, it's a hard thing to move. The government takes away their homes. I don't know.
Well, it goes to show you can't trust the government over there.
Well, yeah. It's not like it. Look, you have to, again, put the pieces in place. Now, there was a response this week of how hated the government is. Now, Yad Vashem is the Holocaust Memorial. And I don't know how you get into the Warsaw Ghetto Square Monument. It's just a wall that's supposed to be the Warsaw Ghetto Wall. It's a very flimsy monument to the tens of thousands who died there. Nonetheless, you don't touch it. This week, they use the word disturbing slurs. There was graffiti put on the Warsaw Ghetto Wall of Yad Vashem. And, the newspaper describes it as poisonous attacks on Zionism. the main motif was that Zionism caused the Holocaust. Now, you have to, again, look who the government is attacking. It's divided into two. One are the patriots. These are, well, what are known as the settlers. And they're too patriotic and stupid to actually fight back. The other is the ultra-Orthodox. They outright are not in any way patriotic. Now, the graffiti, the main motif was that Zionism caused the Holocaust. Listen, I can dive into it, but they're not wrong. And this is, let's put it this way, I differentiate between types of Zionism. Labor Zionism finessed and finagled and cut deals with the Nazis, and it was god-awful, and it's such a shame for the Jewish people that at the time a state was going to be desperately needed. They knew the Holocaust was coming. That was part of their cynical plan to get a state, was to make sure the Jews of Europe no longer had their homes. It went farther than they expected. But nonetheless, this claim is not moot against the labor Zionists. And again, you get my books for that. In this case, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. Also at lulu.com.
Okay, I think labor is very important. There are different types of Zionists. There are Zionists who believe in the sovereignty of the Jewish state. And then there's this other group, this labor Zionists, who in many ways really hate the other Jews. Would that be a fair statement, Barry?
Yeah, that would be a fair statement, all right.
All right. I think that's one of the most important points that Barry brings out in his dissertations. Go right ahead.
Well, then, those are the two points. They call themselves revisionists. These were the right-wing Zionists, and they didn't have anything to do with the Holocaust. And that's why this slur is wrong. They're getting included. And you've got to make these distinctions. Now, but that's not the point. The point is there's a division in Israel that's getting really big. They call them ultra-Orthodox because the settlers are just merely Orthodox or modern Orthodox. You have to get a graph to understand everybody and what every uniform stands for and what they believe. But the point is, what you call the ultra-Orthodox are growing. They're the fastest-growing community in Israel. And it's, I believe the figure is about 20%. They think that Zionism caused the Holocaust. Now, again, on the surface, they're not wrong. What they're wrong is which Zionists?
Hold that.
Oh, I hear the music.
Back in a moment. Barry Stamets, right here at the American Conservative.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of this morning's program. Barry is talking about the Holocaust. What brought on the Holocaust? Well, of course, he's saying this. A branch of Zionism brought it on. I think it's really one of the most important things to understand. There is, within the Jewish group, certainly within the Jews, a branch of Zionism which hates Jews. And they not only brought it on, they actively worked with Hitler to promote the Holocaust with the idea that afterwards they would then begin to force the Jews to go to Israel to establish this as a nation. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, but you left out a big one.
These were the founders of the country. What?
This was Ben-Gurion. This was Golda Meir. These were the founders of Israel, the labor Zionists. And they're the worst thing that ever happened to Judaism. And I say that, I'm not exaggerating. What they caused, Israel, what they caused every Jew in Europe to suffer is just unspeakable. But look at the reaction from the Yad Vashem chairman to the graffiti. And by the way, I'm amazed they don't have at least one security guard at the Holocaust monument in Jerusalem, but I guess they don't. But he got there, and I'll just quote, his name is Avner Shalev. He's the chairman of Yad Vashem. He quoted, "We are shocked and dazed by this callous expression of burning hatred against the Zionists and Zionism. This unprecedented act crosses a red line." Now, I guess they didn't have a guard because they didn't believe Jews would attack the monument to the Holocaust, Yad Vashem. And I suppose they're going to have guards from here on in. But there is, look, they're not all graffiti scribblers, and they're not all this vicious, but you have still got a sector of Israel that truly has never forgiven the Zionists for the Holocaust. And this is what they believe, and you're not going to change their mind. This is now instilled in them.
All right, but they do not differentiate the labor Zionists from Zionism.
Oh, no, it's all the same gang as far as they're concerned. They just are very... Look, this is another time we'll talk about what they lost, not just in Europe, but in Israel as well, where the same sort of evictions and takeovers of their lands... they were there way, way before the Zionists arrived in Israel. And they actually were the true Zionists, but they were there mostly to pray. Nonetheless, they got royally creamed by Zionism. And now they're not, you know, they're not so compassionate about what's coming up in Israel, which is going to be another big mess coming up. And I say, watch the evictions coming up. It's going to be, well, if you think Israel is so divided that they take the Holocaust memorial and they spew it with anti-Zionist graffiti, and everyone in Israel is shocked by this callousness. Wait till you see next month when they start removing hundreds of families from their homes.
Well, the real problem is in Israel today, which most people don't understand because they do not understand. There is this group of Jews who hate Judaism, who hate Israel. Go ahead.
If it was only as simple as that, but look at where all of this is leading. Look, we've got a mess coming up in Israel this month. July 1st is when Ulpana is supposed to be evacuated. A lot of people are really, no matter how patriotic you are, you don't want to see your friends and neighbors evicted from their homes of 13, 15 years on vacant land. That's where they were built. But it's coming up, and that, again, is the Mapai Zionists, the left. The Supreme Court of Israel is arranging the evictions one by one into the hundreds. Now, look where all this is leading. Look, this was supposed to be, I suppose, a happy story in some way, that the most advanced underground hospital in the world was unveiled this week in Haifa. It's an underground hospital to keep patients and staff away from missiles and rockets and biological and chemical weapons. You go in this hospital and 2,000 lucky Haifaites will be immune from gas and biological weapons. Now, the other 500,000 under attack from rockets, missiles, and whatever is in their warheads, well, that isn't mentioned in this terrific new Israeli invention, an underground hospital. Now, you have to understand that northern Israel and southern Israel, well, the area around the Gaza Strip, which the government evacuated, eliminated, and without compensation, has been getting missiles ever since that day. And northern Israel, that is Haifa, they've been getting it from Hezbollah for the last 10 years. And what is the answer? Well, just good old-fashioned Jewish smarts. Let's put together an underground medical center. That's not, to me, a happy story. That's a story of defeat.
Okay, well, certainly, Noah, you're absolutely right. What they're doing is not addressing the issue. And the issue is, why are there powerful forces within Israel today who seem to be doing everything they can to destroy Israel from within?
But then, and I repeat the obvious. We did Netanyahu. We went through what he's got planned for. Oops, I hear music.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, how do you make sense of what Barry was talking about this morning? Well, you look at Gaza and hear 10,000 Jews forced from their homes. Some of them moved into trailers with the idea, well, you were good little Jews. Now you move into the trailers. We're going to build you new homes because we have to give up Gaza so we can have peace with the Palestinians. Well, first of all, they don't have peace with the Palestinians. They turn Gaza over to the Palestinians. Now it's used as a missile base to launch missiles at the southern part of Israel. What happens to the good little Jews who gave up their homes, moved into the trailers to wait for their homes, new homes to be built for them? New homes were never built, and now they're being forced out of the trailers. And, of course, most of the people who left Gaza, many of them were actually forced out of at that point, have no homes, no businesses, they're simply derelicts in their own home, in their own land. And of course the same thing now is happening in Judea and Samaria, where the Jews are being forced off their land. And you say, how do you make sense out of this? Well, there is within Israel today a Luciferian group that hates Jews, and of course they are eventually going to destroy that land and make sure that as many Jews as possible are liquidated, because Lucifer hates Jews, and I believe that they've got them there together into Israel so they can destroy them. That's not what the average Jew wants. That's not what the legitimate Jewish leaders want. But of course, unfortunately, most of them have been compromised. Here in the United States, we have a similar Luciferian movement, and they work through the various organizations we talk about. What is their purpose? Why it is, of course, to use America's financial and military power to bring about a one-world government. And, of course, that will be headed by the Antichrist. There is a spiritual battle going on today. As in Christendom, we have a Holy Trinity, God, the Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. So within the unholy Trinity, you have Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. There is a spiritual battle going on people don't even understand. And it's taking America to its own financial destruction. They're using America's financial and military power to bring about a one-world government. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations, 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world, establishing this empire for the Antichrist. Until you understand these things are not imaginary, they're real, most of what's going on doesn't make sense. The war on terrorism is phony. Why would Israel recently release 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one Israeli soldier? Why do we have almost 500,000 men in Afghanistan today, along with the Afghan forces, to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? That's all there are. The world terrorist movement has been created like the Nazi movement was created to further this move towards the one world government. You have to have an enemy to rally the American people behind the government. Just as in Israel, they have to have an enemy to rally the people of Israel behind the government that isn't defending them at all, is destroying their nation. Once you understand these things, everything makes sense. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to our program at RadioJewish.com and pray for the awakening of America and the Jewish people. Until tomorrow.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote